and support the public radio service that delivers Pipe Dreams straight to you. Here's how to help, and thank you for your support.
Now more than ever, please donate at WVIK.org.
This weekend, Sunday Baroque will offer joyful Baroque favorites to round out this year's holiday season. You'll hear some of the greatest hits of the Baroque era by some of its greatest composers, including a tantalizing mandolin concerto by Antonio Vivaldi that was featured prominently in an Academy Award-winning film. You'll hear old and new favorites on Sunday Baroque this week.
Every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WVIK Classical.
Time to clock in now for the swing shift. Once again, we'll go to work with some great swing bands of the past. We're going to move back into the middle of the last century, into the mid-40s for the recordings of Gene Krupa, and then into the 50s for Harry James. Both of these aggregations recording for Capitol Records. Gene Krupa and Harry James working on the swing shift tonight. Krupa went to work for Capitol Records back in 1946, and between 1946 and 47, he put together an interesting collection of performances. We're going to sample them tonight, beginning at the very first, his first recording for Capitol, Indiana. We'll follow that with Up an Atom. This was shortly after the atomic bomb entered everyone's consciousness, and that term was beginning to show up. Then we'll follow that with Hop, Skip, and Jump. This was originally a work associated with Anita O'Day, who made a big hit with Krupa's band. That vocal, in this occasion, will be taken by Carolyn Gray. Three from Gene Krupa's band back in 1946.
Thank you. My heart's on fire. Honey, hurry, hurry to me.
Three from Gene Krupa's band back in 1946. We heard Indiana, Up and Atom, and Hot Hop, Skip, and Jump. Vocal on that one was by Carolyn Gray. In the band at that time, there were, let's see if there's some names you would recognize. Jerry Mulligan was in the band, and he did some arrangements. Matter of fact, Indiana, the first selection, was a Mulligan arrangement. He did a number of those for the Krupa band. Some are credited to him and some not. But he didn't stay with the band himself very long. Other people, there are three Triscari, I think they were brothers, three Triscaris in there. Two played trumpet, Ray and Joe, and Mike played guitar. But of course, the big feature was Gene Krupa himself on drums. Well, let's jump ahead a decade now to the Harry James sessions at Capitol. He had a very large orchestra. Part of his music was with strings. He did a very exceptional work called The Mole, which is still cited as one of the most interesting compositions to come out of that era, particularly with a string orchestra. We're going to hear him, though, without strings now. In the James session, Music Makers, which is a little melody that Harry James put together himself, and then 2 o'clock Jump, arranged by Neil Hefti. This was quite an outstanding orchestra at that time. Juan Tizol played trombone. Willie Smith was on alto. At that time, let's see, who else was looking over the list of people here? Harry James himself, of course, was the big attraction in the trumpet section. And we'll hear him to good advantage in three selections from 1955. James Session, Music Makers, and 2 o'clock Jump. Harry James Orchestra with James Session, Music Makers, and, of course, the 2 o'clock jump. The James Band could really swing, although a lot of the times he preferred to do lyrical music, romantic songs. But when the band cut loose, they could really do it. That was in 1955. We're going to back up to 1946 for more from the Gene Krupa Band. We're going to hear Calling Dr. Gillespie, not the Lionel Barrymore character that was featured in films at that time, but Dizzy Gillespie is the Gillespie referred to. Then we'll hear Begin the Beguine, and finally an Ellington Hodges tune called Hodgepodge. You'll hear Charlie Ventura along the way on tenor sax, along with other members of the Gene Krupa Band. In 46... Thank you. Hodgepodge, a collaboration between Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. Krupa really liked that selection. He recorded it three times. This is a recording he made for Capitol in 1946. That was preceded by Begin the Beguine, and the session started with a novelty called Carling Dr. Gillespie, referring to Dizzy Gillespie. And you heard Charlie Ventura's tenor saxophone all the way through. Big star with the Krupa band in those days. Later on, he would go on to form his own organization in Bop for the People. The Krupa band was set up in what you might call a normal configuration. Four trumpets, four trombones, six reeds, and then a rhythm section. We're going to hear an unusual arrangement of the Harry James Orchestra. Six trumpets, three trombones, and I think only three reeds in this one, but a nine-piece string section, six violins, two violas, and one cello, and of course, a rhythm unit. These are interesting tunes back in the days when strings were included in swing bands. We'll hear three selections. The Mole, which is perhaps the most famous of them, and this is arranged by Leroy Holmes. Then we'll hear Juan Tizol's arrangement of something called Kebla, which was never issued, and then Billy May's treatment of Carnival. Three from Harry James back in 1955. Thank you. to the amazed arrangement of Carnival. You heard along the way Juan Tizol on trombone and Willie Smith on alto, but of course the whole show is Harry James. We heard The Mole, great Leroy Holmes arrangement, and Kebla, Juan Tizol featured on that, sounding very much like Caravan. Close now with two more from Gene Krupa's band, traditional tunes and special arrangements by George Williams. We'll hear Stardust, and I think we'll follow that with a King Porter Stomp from 46, Gene Krupa.
Thank you.
Gene Krupa and his orchestra closing out the swing shift tonight, even as they began it, this time with a couple of arrangements by George Williams, who did a lot of work with the band. We heard Stardust and King Porter Stomp. That arrangement of Stardust, by the way, is adapted from an earlier chart for the Krupa band back when they also had a string section. It's amazing when you think back to the era of the big bands how many swing bands had string sections with them. But times change. And the time has moved on. We've just about used it up tonight. Working on the swing shift, Gene Krupa's band from 1946 and Harry James' aggregation from 1955. Hope you've enjoyed the music. We'll endeavor to do the same again next week when it's time once again for The Swing Shift, produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio, the station you're listening to now.